SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar sekalian, memilih sekolah menengah dapat secara tidak terduga membuat stres bagi orang tua dan anak-anak. Dengan mengingat beberapa hal penting, keluarga dapat menelusuri labirin informasi untuk menemukan apa yang paling sesuai dengan anak mereka dan keadaan mereka. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Melissa Compagnoni. Ketika tiba saatnya untuk memilih sekolah menengah atau sekolah menengah atas di Australia, pilihannya bisa sangat banyak. Derek McCormack, direktur dari Rising Children Network, memahami mengapa memilih sekolah menengah bisa sangat menegangkan bagi keluarga.
The reason it can be stressful is because there's a number of things that they might want to consider. For example, how schools match their practical needs, how schools match their personal values and preferences, and how schools match their hopes around academic achievement for their child.
Mendapatkan informasi yang disajikan dengan cara yang mudah dicerna juga dapat menjadi tantangan. Demikian dikatakan oleh Rose White, General Manager of Good Education.
There is a huge amount of information that mums and dads can potentially find themselves wading through in order to distinguish one school from the next. And the challenge with that information, it is really dense and really complicated. So when we're talking about academic results or NAPLAN data, even enrollment numbers, that can be far more complex than the basic names suggest. And the other challenge with all that information is it's typically presented in different ways on different platforms.
Good Education Group menerbitkan Good Schools Guide, sebuah alat untuk membantu orang tua membandingkan sekolah-sekolah Australia. Ross White mengidentifikasi 4 bidang utama yang benar-benar dipikirkan orang tua pada saat memilih sekolah menengah berdasarkan penggunaan panduan ini.
It's cost, it's location, it's performance, and it's fit. Broadly, everyone looking for a school is looking to tick those 4 boxes. Can I physically get to the school? Is the location right? Can I afford it? Does the school perform? Performance can mean different things to different parents. And is it a fit? And fit might mean cultural fit. It might also mean fit specifically for my child.
Derek McCormack mengatakan gagasan yang tepat atau dengan budaya sekolah yang cocok dengan nilai-nilai Anda sendiri adalah benar-benar penting ketika memikirkan sekolah. Dan ada beberapa pertanyaan penting untuk dipertimbangkan.
Do we prefer public or private education? What does the culture of the school feel like? Does it match our culture as a family? For example, the emphasis on academic achievement, the uniform policy, is there a compulsory sport or weekend activities? A family might like for different family members to go to the same school. And there might be a particular teaching philosophy that parents are very interested in and their child is keen on.
Salah satunya yang orang tua harus mempertimbangkan adalah pendidikan agama dan apakah itu penting bagi mereka. Preferensi anak juga dapat mempengaruhi keputusan Anda.
One important factor, of course, is children might have interests, extracurricular activities, or most importantly, friends and connections that mean that they would like to go to a particular school. And that's one of the things that parents would really have to consider, listening to and talking with their child about those things that matter to their child.
Sekolah menengah di Australia umumnya terbagi dalam 3 sektor, yaitu pemerintah, Katolik, dan independen. Dan banyak keluarga memilih untuk mengirimkan pendidikan anaknya ke sekolah menengah atas milik pemerintah atau sekolah negeri. McCormack mengatakan, dengan menggunakan search engine di internet, Anda dapat mengidentifikasi sekolah negeri di daerah Anda.
So based on where you're living, your child might be eligible for a particular school in that zone. But if you're interested in a school outside that zone, it is worth contacting the school and finding out what's possible.
Di beberapa negara bagian juga ditawarkan sekolah negeri yang selektif atau kelas selektif di dalam sekolah itu. Dan untuk memasukinya harus memenuhi tes masuk yang kompetitif. Ada juga sekolah menengah khusus yang berfokus pada bidang studi tertentu, seperti seni kreatif dan pertunjukan, bahasa, sains dan matematika, atau olahraga. dan untuk memasukinya, siswa harus memenuhi kriteria yang telah ditentukan. Biaya sekolah sangat bervariasi antar sekolah. Biasanya biaya sekolah independen jauh lebih tinggi daripada sekolah Katolik, sementara itu sekolah pemerintah akan hanya meminta sumbangan sukarela. Situs online atau daring seperti Australian Schools Directory dan situs My School mencantumkan daftar sekolah-sekolah Australia berdasarkan kriteria pencarian seperti jenis, lokasi, agama, atau sekolah tunggal atau campuran gender. Di sini Anda juga dapat menemukan data tentang kinerja akademik mereka. Ross White mengatakan, The Good Schools Guide menawarkan informasi tambahan dalam bahasa Inggris yang sederhana.
Any school that's open to normal standard enrollment is presented on the Good Schools Guide website, and every school has the opportunity to curate their own profile so that they can add things like extracurricular activities or additional information about their campuses that you won't get anywhere else. The other element that we offer is a schools compared function, so a simple way to line up multiple schools side by side so you can make really simple comparisons.
McCormack menambahkan bahwa selain membandingkan hasil akademik sekolah-sekolah itu, masih banyak faktor kompleks lainnya yang penting bagi keluarga.
For example, what kind of arts program it offers, what kind of focus there is on sport, what kind of extracurricular activities are offered by the school. And then going back to values and culture, a parent might realize that a school has a particular culture about it in terms of how students express themselves and what they can connect with. And it seems to fit nicely with their child. So those other factors might come into play if the school has, let's say, a lower academic performance.
Mengetahui tanggal pendaftaran memberikan batas waktu untuk memutuskan sekolah pilihan Anda. Untuk sekolah menengah negeri, anak-anak biasanya mendaftar pada bulan April atau Mei di tahun terakhir sekolah dasar. Sekolah menengah non-pemerintah seringkali memiliki daftar tunggu yang panjang. Jadi, Anda mungkin perlu memulai proses pendaftaran lebih awal. Tanggal dan prosedur akan bervariasi antar sekolah. Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi sebuah rangkuman mengenai cara mencari sekolah-sekolah di Australia yang disusun oleh Melissa Kompagnoni untuk SBS dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.